most important to you? Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers trail the Gophers 57-43. Minnesota has never trailed in this game. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
57-43, Minnesota leads Wisconsin, but the Badgers have outscored the Gophers 13-8 in the fourth quarter. But still, a very large lead for the Gophers right now. It's at 14 points. Only Wisconsin Badger in double figures today has been Sarah Williams. She has just completed her fifth straight double-double. 14 points, 10 rebounds. It is her 10th double-double this season, her 32nd of her career. After that, in the scoring column for the Badgers, after the 14 from Williams, it's 8 points from Porter and 8 points from Douglas. So we'll see what Wisconsin can do down the stretch of this one, down 14. Minnesota with the basketball in the lead. It's Battle, left corner, defended by the freshman Spasovsky. Short corner jumper is missed, but an offensive rebound by Hart brings it back out to Battle, and a quick timeout by Minnesota. So a quick timeout there taken by Dawn Plitzer-White, and it'll be Gophers ball with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Guess that shot did not touch the rim from Battle. Hart got it right back out to Battle, but Coach Plitzer-White was like, you know what, let's talk about this thing. Calls a quick timeout. Well, Wisconsin coming off a loss on Saturday to Indiana. That was their first Big Ten loss of the season. Badgers had their first conference win of the year back on December 8th against Rutgers. And coming into today, they've won 5 of their last 6. Obviously, that loss last time out. But after today, the Badgers will start next month on the road for two, on a road trip to face new Big Ten teams, Oregon and Washington. McKinney misses a three after the inbounds pass, and now a foul called against the Gophers. So it'll be Wisconsin ball. .358 to go in this one. Here's Porter. Her team down by 14. Porter. Outside left, long two, hoisted up, and it's in. Started backing down McKinney on the left arc, and then decides to pull the trigger on a long jumper. Okay, down to 12, 3:36 to go. Here's Battle, defended by Leitzinger. Battle at the right elbow. Goes to the corner where it is grabbed by Heyer. Brings it back out. Finds Battle. Shot clock's at 10. Battle long two. That one's no good. Who has it? Down low, it's Minnesota. Ripped away. I believe that was Grahalski. Now Hart catches. Mid post right. Banging into Williams. Soft hook is missed. Hart again. Tries it again. Short again and a foul.
That's foul number 25, Sarah Williams. That's her fourth personal foul. 15 foul.
So Hart steps to the free throw line for Minnesota. 57-45, and these are big free throws for the 6'5" senior. 52% free throw shooter this season from the line. And that one rims out. All right. Hart is 1 of 4 at the free throw line today. Another big one. And that one's no good. Ball tipped into the hands of McCray. Wisconsin has it, down 12. Spasovsky hands off Porter, left side. 3 minutes to play. Porter, left baseline drive up. No, and a foul. Blocked, but a foul, and Porter steps to the free throw line. Stops the clock with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go.
Second personal foul, second team foul. At the line with Badgers. Run Porter, shooting.
So here is Porter at the free throw line for the UW. Big free throws, can get it to 10. First one is going to hang on the front rim and fall off, no good. First free throw miss of the day for Porter. A note, Williams out there playing with four fouls. Next one, missed them both. Two big misses at the free throw line for Wisconsin. McKinney races into the front court. Brings it back out as she penetrated, now has it high right side. Williams giving her all sorts of space. The freshman McKinney, left-hand drive. On McCray, kicking out Grahalski. Shot clock's at 10, 2:39 to go in the game. 12-point Minnesota lead, Grahalski with it. Defended by the freshman Spasovsky, around a screen by Hart. Running to the rim, missed it with the left hand. Rebound corralled by Williams, 2:25 to go. Do the Badgers have enough for one more push? Gotta make their move now. Porter to Spasovsky, right corner. The freshman bounces it back to Porter. 2:15 to play. McCray sets the screen. Porter has it. Right arc. Porter now changes direction to the free throw line. Leaves it off for Leitzinger. Shot clock to 7. Leitzinger trying to get down low. Forces up a shot. It got deflected. It's picked up by Minnesota. Up ahead. Grahalski's all alone. Layup in. Minute 50 to go. 59-45. That might have did it right there. Porter, a drive. A kick to Spasovsky. In the right corner, off to McCray. Now Williams inside, left shoulder turn, right hand, no, but a foul. So it'll be Sarah Williams stepping to the free throw line, stopping the clock with a minute 42. Two big free throws missed by Porter would have got it to 10. And then the Badgers had nothing on offense where Leitzinger just kind of chucked up a shot in the lane and it got deflected and it was short. Porter comes out now, Jimenez comes in. And now Williams at the line with Minnesota holding a 59-45 lead. Free throws in. Next one from Williams is up, and that one rattles in. A minute 42 to go, 12-point Minnesota lead, 59-47. Time not on the side of the Badgers now. Battle crosses midcourt, dribbles behind her back. Leitzinger tight on her defensively. 90 seconds to play. Wisconsin not going to foul. Battle swipes away the hand of Leitzinger, then tries a drive, brings it back out. Williams on her now. I'll throw it around to the left side. McKinney for three, no. Rebound tracked down by McCray. A minute 12 to go, but the Badgers trail by 12. Leitzinger launches for three. Too strong, rebound Minnesota. Approaching 1 minute to go. Front court, it's higher. Off to Grahalski, high on the right side. Minnesota's going to go from start to finish without losing the lead here today. 59-47 Gophers right now. Higher for three. Short, into the hands of Jimenez, and a foul. Foul against Minnesota, and that's McKinney. It'll be Wisconsin basketball, fourth team foul against the Gophers, but this one's gonna tick down 42 seconds to go, and it'll be the Gophers coming out on top. Up by 12. See what happens. Porter. Front court. Screen. Porter goes to Williams. Ball fake. Falls to the floor. Gets it back out to Porter, launching for three. It's in for 26 seconds. It's a 9-point game. Battle in the backcourt, up ahead to McKinney, crossing the timeline. 20 seconds. McKinney has it high right side. And Wisconsin's going to back off. Grahalski's going to hold, and the clock is going to tick away here. And Minnesota is going to snap a four-game losing streak to Wisconsin. Gophers come into Madison and beat the Badgers by 9. Final score from the Kohl Center, Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50. And with that loss, the Badgers fall to 10-4 this season. They are now 1-2 in Big Ten play. Minnesota 14-1 this season. They are now 2-1 in the Big Ten. Back-to-back losses in conference play for Wisconsin. Once again, the final score, Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50. Big fourth quarter, not enough here for the Badgers today. They outscored Minnesota 20-10 in the fourth quarter. That first quarter really did them in. We'll talk about how it went down here today. We'll hear from assistant coach Jamie Gleasing as well, and we'll listen to some highlights, get to some scores from around the Big Ten too. Post-game show starts in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first-ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Gophers clipped the Badgers 13-11 in the scoring column. Both teams shot under 40%, Minnesota 36%, Wisconsin 31%, 4 points from Sarah Williams in that quarter, but the Badgers still trailed, and they trailed by almost 20. It was 49-30 after three quarters. Then Wisconsin goes on a big run. They got it down to as little as 9 points in that fourth quarter. Right there at the end, a three-pointer hit to bring it from 12-9, but the Badgers backed off after that. And it was just too much Minnesota. They outscored the Gophers in that final quarter 20-10 and shot 67% to 27% for Minnesota. So everything was working. Just that deficit, that hole was just too big to overcome. And Minnesota comes away with the win. Final numbers, Minnesota 39% from the floor. Wisconsin 36% from the field. Gophers hit 6 of 21 from deep. That's 29%. Badgers hit 4 of 17 from downtown. That's 23%. 7 of 15 at the free throw line for Minnesota. That's under 50%. 8 of 10 from the free throw line for Wisconsin. Rebounding plus 5 for the Gophers today, 37 to 32. Offensive rebounds 10 to 4, though, Minnesota. Second chance points, Wisconsin, 6 to 5, plus 1. Let's see here. Assists, 12 assists for the Gophers, 9 assists for Wisconsin today. In the paint, plus 2 for Minnesota, 24 to 22. Fast break, 12 to 5, plus 7 for the Gophers. 3 blocks for Wisconsin, all from Sarah Williams. 9 steals from the Gophers, 4 steals from the Badgers. By the way, the Gophers had 0 blocks. And Wisconsin never led in this game. All Minnesota the entire way, 59 to 50, final score. Let's take a break and come back and look at some of the individual numbers and some scores from the conference, too. We've got some highlights to get to a little bit later on, but we'll come back with more and the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers.
You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
August was born 3 pounds, 9.8 ounces. When I first saw him, it was a whole range of emotions. There's stuff I still want to do. Being a young dad, it's not giving up. It's shifting. I look through his eyes. I can envision the whole future with him already. To throw the first football to him, give him ice cream for the first time. My life is now devoted to his life.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Post-game show continues from the Kohl Center. It is a Gophers win, 59-50 over Wisconsin. Let's check the Big Ten scoreboard before we proceed. One of three games today here at the Kohl. The other games have gone final as well. Washington, an 84-75 winner over Illinois. And Oregon by 20 over Northwestern, 85-65. So for Oregon, they improved to 10-4 overall this season. Let me get their Big Ten record here. Give me a second. That's the Badgers' next opponent, Oregon, on Saturday. And let's see where the Ducks are. 1-2. That's their first Big Ten win. So we'll see what Wisconsin has in store coming up on Saturday. That's a 2:30 tip-off, Badgers and the Oregon Ducks. All right, let's take a look individually. From this game here today, once again, 59-50 Minnesota. Gophers had three players in double figures. Balanced scoring load for Minnesota. Maya Battle, 13 points, led the way with 6 rebounds. 12 points and 5 rebounds for Grucholski. She made 2 3-pointers. Then it was 11 points for Sophie Hart, who also secured 8 rebounds for the Golden Gophers. 9 points from Heyer. She was 2 of 6 from the floor. Both shots made were 3-pointers. She also picked up 8 rebounds, 7 points, 6 assists for Tori McKinney in 32 minutes of action, 7 points off the bench for Annika Stewart in about 9 minutes. She was 2 of 5 from the floor. For the Badgers, 2 players in double figures, led by Sarah Williams, her 5th straight double-double and her 10th of the season. 16 points and 11 rebounds for Williams. She also came away with 3 blocks. Those 3 blocks then tied Cassie Rochelle for second place on the career blocks list at Wisconsin. So one more block, and then she'll have second place all to herself. And then she's got some work to do after that. Let me check those numbers. After that, trying to chase down Michelle Lohman's total of 253, but we'll see. I think she'll get there. 13 points from Ronnie Porter today. Porter back in double figures for Wisconsin. It's her first game in double figures since November 30th against VCU. 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals for Porter. Those are the two players in double figures. Then it was 8 points from Hallie Douglas on 3 of 5 shooting with 2 assists and 3 rebounds. 6 points from Tess Meyer. She drilled a couple of threes. That's her second straight game with 6 points and 2 made 3-point shots. 5 points from Spasovsky, all coming in quarter number 2. Natalie Leitzinger goes for 2 points on 1 of 5 shooting. And Carter McRae, 0 for 3, 0 points and 3 rebounds. And for McRae, she had come into today with 6 straight games scoring in double figures. So kind of surprising. She didn't even get on the board at all, but no points, unfortunately, for McRae. She played just about 17 minutes out there today. So Badgers fall 59-50 to Minnesota. We'll take a break, come back, and listen to the highlights of this one next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
.59-50 Minnesota upends Wisconsin here in Madison today. Badgers now 1-2 in Big Ten play, and Wisconsin falls to 10-4 this season. Gophers improve to 2-1 in Big Ten play and 14-1 overall. Unfortunately, a second straight loss now for Wisconsin. Back-to-back Big Ten losses on the road in Indiana and today at home against Minnesota. But there were some bright moments for the Badgers, so let's take a listen to some of the sounds and highlights from today's game. Leitzinger goes to Spasovsky. She'll try at 3 on the left side. And it's nothing but net for Spasovsky. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. Alley bouncing baseline. Williams quick turnaround shot is in. Watch out. Williams might be heating up now. Steers it over to the left, and Myers return pass to Hallie. 5 on the shot clock. Douglas, top of the key. She'll make a move. Running lane, line left. Up and in with the left hand. Douglas attacks the rack and scores. Here's Battle around a screen. Blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter. Got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. Douglas all the way to Leitzinger down low, out to Myers in the corner, and the three ball is in. Williams ball fake spinning, Big Ten logo jumper in. Williams starting to take over. goes to Williams. Ball fake. Falls to the floor. Gets it back out to Porter. Launching for three. It's in. For 26 seconds. It's a 9-point game. And there you go. Some of the highlights from today's Badger game. Wisconsin falls at home to the Golden Gophers. Up next for the UW, Badgers hit the road. They'll be in Eugene, Oregon to face the Ducks on Saturday with the pregame show starting at 2:10. Tip-off just after 2:30 statewide on the Badger Sports Network. Well, I'd like to thank Easton D'Amelia for his help back in the studio in Jefferson City. John Oddie is saying so long from the Kohl Center in Madison today, where once again Wisconsin falls to Minnesota 59-50. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is a
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a flurry or two and a low near 20. For New Year's Day, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny sky for Thursday and Friday, highs right around 20 degrees, and only upper teens, with a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend. Current temp is 30.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Anyway, I want to go.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy New Year's Eve to us all. Just PS on the board. You folks texting in, calling in, joining us. We do appreciate it, and we will get to the lines as well. Resolutions. I mean, there's a lot of directs to go, and I'm not a big fan of the whole resolution thing.
Okay.
But you did point out a New York Times article. There's only a few paragraphs in here, so let's throw this out for conversation. And I want to get your take on this. And this is the New York Times, the case for resolutions. Boo! I already don't want to talk about it. Okay, here we go. This is by Lena, Bentahar. This is from just a couple days ago. Does it feel like there's something gauche, maybe a little anachronistic, about New Year's resolutions? They run counter to the idea that we should accept who we are, that we should give ourselves grace. Yeah, I like to give myself lots of grace.
I know.
I am like so grace. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? It's a question that asks someone to believe they are inadequate. I am most certainly not inadequate. As Lena writes, I get that. My colleague Melissa Kirsch argues that resolutions shouldn't be so grand that we set ourselves up to fail. Maybe it's better to admit we won't improve in the new year, a dose of realism with our champagne. I don't like that idea either. No thanks, writes the author, not Dom. I love resolutions, and I love hearing what work other people choose to do on themselves. I think there's a way to do better without believing you are deficient. Mm-hmm. A New Year's resolution is an opportunity to give myself a sense of accomplishment, a gift to the future me. Come on, man. I've begun writing an annual list of things I want to do in the new year. Wow. Who's got the time?
Come on, man. It takes 2 minutes.
It takes 2 minutes to write. I got to figure out. Like, I got to come up with something.
Sure, but you can let that simmer in the background.
I have a plan for a plan.
You have a plan to make concepts of a plan?
Yes, yes. This morning, I want to write my resolutions with you and hopefully convince you to craft your own ideas for self-improvement.
Man.
That subject, self-improvement, is by me, my reaction, is a bookstore section with a million entries. Any real scholarship has looked at how people change or try to. Mm-hmm. There are techniques that work for anyone hoping to make a change. But for me, I follow three rules. Mm-hmm. So here's the three rules from the New York Times on how to follow through on your resolutions. Here we go. It has to be measurable. It has to be realistic. And you have to want to do it.
Straightforward.
All right. So it has to be measurable. Eat at home more might be a resolution, but it's vague enough that you'll never be accountable. Yeah.
This is our example with Wisco Paul.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not just going to drink less. You're going to reduce by a specific amount. You're going to go down to 2 spotted cows a day.
I'm going to eat at home 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Quantify. Put a number
to it.
Yes.
Be specific.
I'm a big fan of avoiding accountability, though. You know, especially when it comes to promises I lie to myself about.
That's okay. Dom, if you read through to the end of the article, you will find that that's okay.
That's okay.
That's
all
okay.
Right. All right. Another one. Number two. It has to be realistic. Okay. So my resolution, if I were to have one, I'm done with the losing 20 pounds thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow 6 inches. I'm going to grow 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go from 5'6" to 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to worry about losing weight.
Right.
And I'm going to work really hard at that.
You're going to think really hard.
I'm going to pray really hard.
We're going to give you lots of sunshine. We're going to get you lots of water.
And milk makes the body grow.
Yeah, sure.
It has to be realistic. There's no way I can exercise for an hour every day for a month. Life gets in the way and everyone needs to rest. But exercise 10 times a month, that's definitely something I can do. Realistic. Okay, I mean, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You could exercise an hour every day for a month. Oh, come on. You can do that. If you can do 10 days, you can do every day. And I get the rest.
But
if you do leg day, you know, then you step it up with next day you do like back and buys. And then you jump on and do some cardio. And you go back to legs on day 4 or 5. I mean, I'm just saying.
And you have to, can do every day. Yes. Not everyone can do every day.
You have to want to do it.
Yeah. Oh,
now, see, come on. You got to want to do it?
You got to want to do it.
Ah. The truth is, I hate cardio, the author writes, and strength training. Oh, come on. It wouldn't be any good for me to write those down as resolutions because they're just chores. But mm-hmm. I love yoga. It's fun and relaxing. I feel accomplished and confident when I become more flexible. You got to want to do it, comparing it to a chore. See, that's the hard one for me. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to do it, wouldn't you do it? I mean, that's the thing to do. I mean, aren't these...
Yeah, but life gets in the way, man.
But not life always gets in the way.
That's why you need to take the time to reflect and really think about what it is that you want to do and how you're going to get there. That's where it comes in, to have it be something measurable, something specific. Making these resolutions, taking the time to think about what you want to do.
Oh, come on.
And then make a plan to move towards it. That's worth something.
In 2025, I'm going to kick more ass and take more names.
Now, be specific, Dominic.
I'm going to kick all the ass and take all the names. I mean, I'm going to kick five asses and get five
asses a day.
I don't know. Okay, so here's what the author wrote down for her resolution. Do yoga for an hour 10 times in 1 month. Now, is that like every month or just a month?
A month.
A month. So if you do it once, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bite your nails for two consecutive months. Okay, there's like little habits people mm-hmm. get into. I get mm-hmm. that. See your dentist twice this year. Well, they're supposed to do that anyway. So paint a painting. Is that like
I like that. You know, I like to
create a painting because if... You paint a painting. It seems like to me there's already a painting. You're going to paint on the painting?
Well, I mean, it could be like a paint by numbers. It could be following a painting tutorial. It could just be getting a blank canvas and letting yourself go abstract.
Or throw some paint on a paint.
Or Jackson Pollock.
Right. What else we got here? Ride a roller coaster. Yeah, I love roller coasters. You know, the older I get, it hurts a little more, but I do still love the roller coaster.
Oh, man, I love roller coasters. Yeah.
Front row every time. It's been years since I went to like Great America or something like mm-hmm. that, or what's the one in Ohio, Cedar Point. But find the biggest one, get me in the front, and let's go. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will pay for that extra pass to get in front of lines because I can go do the same ride over and over again without waiting for 6 hours. Let's see. Make a new friend. Ooh, mm-hmm. this one's mm-hmm. going to be hard one. The author writes, making new friends. And then this is interesting. The author writes, then I fold the list up and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's gone from my life. I don't look at it until the end of the year. This isn't homework. There's no final exam. A new start is more like extra credit. Huh.
Yeah, man.
If I made my list last night at the end of the year, I'll find that I accomplished a lot of what I set out to do. Not everything, of course. I tried to quit biting my nails before, but I haven't yet crossed it off. Yet my resolutions usually work out. Why? Taking the time to think about what you want to do and who you want to be is the hardest part. Yeah, see, so I'm saying, who's got the time? Writing it down sets you up to be mindful of yourself and your goals. The satisfaction of crossing your resolutions off the end of the year, or the self-reflection about why you weren't able to, will motivate you to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
Best of all, there's no pressure. We have an entire year to work on them. In fact, I can cross off something from my previous list right now, publish an article in the New York Times. Excellent. Yeah. Well done. I like that one. What's the name here again? This is Lena Bentahar. This is in the New York Times from December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. I mean, I'm just not buying it.
Well, then you know what, Dom? Don't have to make a New Year's resolution.
I haven't in years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that I would even keep it. You know, the whole... And what bothers me is everyone else's New Year's resolution. All right, this is for the record, people. You know, you're not going to lose all the weight in one day, so you don't have mm-hmm. to go to the gym at 7 o'clock, Thursday morning, and think that you're going to get, you're wrecking my workout, man. Like, I don't even like going to the gym for like the whole month of January because everybody and their brother thinks that, you know, they're going to do the resolution, get up there and lose that weight and get in shape and all those kinds of things. And then they end up, you know, messing my game up because I like to use this machine at this time and that machine at that time when there's lots of people in line. Well, it's a little harder to do that because all you folks with your resolutions, and you know you're not going to keep them anyway. You know you're not going to. How about this? Work out at a different time. No, it's crazy, though. The gyms are just jam-packed for like a month, mm-hmm. and then it's all over.
See, that's why I don't make my resolutions gym-based. I try to make my resolutions more fitness-based, and I will say that every year I have made progress. I've moved forward on those goals, but I know myself. I know my body. I'm never going to be an Olympic athlete. I'm never going to be someone who can work out for an hour every single day. It's just not feasible for me. But you know what I can do?
What can you do?
I can walk around the block every day. I can walk a little bit further every day, whether that's a couple feet further or a mile further. I can go a little bit more.
But you got to quantify it. You got to, I mean, around more, another block, two blocks, another five block. Blocks, 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have one? Like the author here has many. One, two, three, they're like six, seven here. How many? Did you make a resolution this year?
I haven't written down my list yet. I'm actually planning to do that.
Are you a writer of the lister?
Like, I am actually a list writer. Yeah,
yeah, really? Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I'm not. And my wife, Steph, really good at that. Mm. Big reader, big list writer. Me, not so much.
Yeah, one of the things that my husband and I do, we keep a dry erase calendar on our fridge. And at the end of every month, before I erase it, I take a picture of it and save it. And then at the end of the year, we go through it month by month and we go like, oh, that's right. We had this event on this day. Oh, we did that over here and we went here, there. And it's a really good time to reflect as well as to see like, oh, that's right. We actually did make it to the doctor for our yearly checkup. Good for us. Hey, we did manage to, you know, pay our taxes on time. We got the house siding redone.
We followed the law.
We followed the law. Look at that.
I mean, I like to keep them nice and simple like mm-hmm. that. Like, I'm not going to kill anybody this
right.
year.
But then the end part of that is writing down a couple things that we'd like to see ourselves do in the new year. And it doesn't have to be huge. Maybe it's just, you know, I like to journal. I find that it really helps me. It's a centering activity. It helps me put all my thoughts in order. And I don't do it every day. I've had periods of time where I do it every day and I feel really good about it. And then I fall out of practice. So my resolution this year, one of them is going to be to journal at least twice a week. That's something quantifiable. It's something I want to do. It's something that is realistic.
What do you journal about? Like what the day was? I saw a flower.
What the day was. Whatever's on my mind at that moment that I feel like I want to preserve for perpetuity.
That's why I got a podcast.
But do you go back and do you listen to
no.
it?
No.
Okay, so I go back and I read my journal.
Yeah.
And I get these little snapshots of myself at these different times. And it's like, oh, that's right. I was going through it at that point.
See, I try to forget those things.
But I don't want to forget it because it's a part of me. It's a part of this journey that I'm on.
Should the resolutions, which I didn't hear in this author's comments here, I mean, should you also then give yourself consequences? Hey, if I don't walk the extra five blocks, I got to do X, Y, or Z as punishment? I mean, come on. What is the consequence of not fulfilling your...
If that's motivating for you, I guess, sure. Personally, I don't think that would be very motivating.
Self-flagellation if I don't walk the block. I'm just saying, there's got to be a consequence
penance.
To it. Penance. Bang my head against the wall for 6 hours. 855-752-4842. How are we doing on time here?
We got a little over a minute.
Oh, okay. We see some callers. Sit tight. We will get back to you. I want to give you an appropriate amount of time, more than perhaps 60 seconds, if that's how much time we really have, Jess. But some of the texters out there, Cam, I see you. Dom's New Year's resolution, grow taller? Yeah! Is 5'9 your old stomping grounds? Hey, as you might figure out, man, everything's my old stomping grounds, man.
He's been stomping. He's been around.
I'm just trying to grow. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do is be 6 feet tall, and my weight will be fine. It'll all be good. So we're gonna work on that. And is it attainable? I mean, not that I know
of. Get you some real tall boots.
Is it measurable? Yes, absolutely. Is it something I want to do? Yes. Actually, I'm okay being short. It's been fine. I'm okay. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Tell us something good. Tell us your resolutions. Our last segment of the year.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, the last segment of 2024, if you can believe it. It's kind of weird when I say it. Like, you know, it's always this, I know it's there, it's coming, we're talking about it. I was like, oh, man.
All of a sudden, we're here.
It's going to be 2025 in just a few hours, and boy, I have really, really raised my expectations of myself. I mean, 6 feet tall. Invincible. I mean, kicking ass and taking names. I mean, kicking all the ass and taking all the names because we got to quantify it, of course.
Quantify it.
855-752-4842. LA Tom, happy New Year's Eve, my friend. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Happy New Year, Dom.
Thanks, man.
Happy New Year, Jeff. I actually started my New Year's resolution already a month ago.
Oh.
Which is, I'm walking and running 10,000 steps a day, which is 5 miles a day.
Good job.
And it's going very, very well. Also,
hang on. Let me ask you. And I know you're an athlete, Tom, or at least you were when you were younger. How's the knees, the backs, the joints? How's all that holding up?
Better than it was 10 years ago.
Wow. Good for you, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I've had a bad back and from playing football and. Now, honestly, I found this physical therapy healer guy, and I'm like, I've never felt better, actually.
Oh, that's great. Love to hear
it. So that's good. And then also that I will definitely be calling in this year to say we need to get money out of politics, and that is the root of all the evil. And also I will announce each time the prices go up, like they got a little list today from Amazon, subscribe and save, that my dog food and cat food cans are going up $3 for each one. So that's $6. So I don't know, maybe it's all those dogs and cats are now living or something like that, that the demand is higher. But Trump taxes are going to be bringing us middle class. And remember, MAGA, nobody in the Trump administration cares about you. Just remember that. No one cares about you. Thanks, Dom.
Right on, Tom. Thank you, brother. Have a wonderful New Year. Best to you and the family as well. 855-752-4842. Nope, no resolutions. I got nothing. I mean, what I should do is, you know, do the dry thing. So Steph, my wife, on a dietary challenge thing for the gym and stopped drinking for like 30 days and did a cleanse and ate very well and measured the food, did all that and never really went back. I mean, she just wasn't a drinker and hasn't really missed it. And as we've traveled here and there, went to Italy, she had a glass of wine, you know, something like that. But, you know, go to Ireland and had a Guinness, but not like the, like Wisconsinite, you know, going home, having a couple, getting all the, what is the time now? It's the old fashioned, man. Now is the time for the old fashions. Mm-hmm. And to get a good old fashioned too. I mean, I'm a connoisseur. I'm a connoisseur. And I like a proper old, you know, muddled with the Luxardo cherries, you know, and the good booze and not too much sweet, maybe a press, you know. So she never really got back into it. So it's been interesting. I've had a driver for years. It's just like, and she busts my chops once in a while. It's like, are you driving tonight, right? Because, like, you know, she gets after I have a couple. Why would I, you know, even risk it, honey? Yeah, you never had any, so why not? Well, that's you can lean on that a little too much. So I should you know, party a little bit less.
Maybe.
But we'll see about that. I'm gonna party.
Maybe you can try a dry January.
Like the whole month.
Yes, the whole month.
Tom from L.A., old fascist or old fashioned? Maybe a little bit of both, man. Jess, you got something good for the last segment of the day? Something to start the new year with, to motivate everyone.
One of my best friends since forever just brought home today 2 little kittens.
Aww.
They're about 5 months old, and their names are Scully and Mulder.
Yes, X-Files, love it.
And they're just the cutest little things. And they are going to motivate her to, you know, get a more of a established routine, because, you know,
you're going to need to. You now have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Jess P. It's been a hell of a year. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun these last few months. Appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, man.
Thank you to all of our fair audience, all of our guests throughout the years. It's been an absolute blast. We still got a lot going on here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, coming up next, I believe, for an hour. And then celebrating the new year, Lou Vergani, if you've never heard this cat, he plays out on Sunday mornings. He does the show, The Music of the Stars, on Civic Media. He's going to bring us into the new year in style from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. New Year's Day. Lou's got the groovy tunes for the groovy new year. And Lou's a great guy. He does a great show. So you want to hear some music, listen to the radio, turn on Lou. It's going to be fantastic. Folks, have a safe and happy new year. Best of our interviews tomorrow. Check that out. That's going to be good as well. Back live in the seat on Thursday. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next year.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere